The elders have picked out Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1, to associate many of the devotionals during the Wednesday night Bible class. And in particular, tonight we're going to speak about, of course, this verse, but it reads, "Let brotherly love continue." And my topic is with us. Okay? So let brotherly love continue with us. The word here for brotherly love is translated three times as brotherly love, two times as brotherly kindness, and one of love of the brethren. I'd like to look at one of the brotherly love ones also in Romans chapter 12. So if you would take your Bibles and turn over to Romans chapter 12, we'll begin in verse 9. And this is, as always, very difficult to squeeze in information in such a short amount of time, so I'm going to speak fast, and please write things down. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13, and it reads, "Let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality." That's the end of the sentence. So one sentence from verse 9 all the way through verse 13. There's a lot there. Okay, and I don't want to focus on all of it, but if you were to look at verse 11, "not lagging in diligence," you can look at the original language, and this is like not being slothful in your business. Okay, don't be slow to pursue things. All right, we need to have a sense of urgency, a sense of earnestness, and then fervent in the spirit. Well, that's like a boiling of zeal. Okay, in the spiritual things, when you think of boiling water, it is all over the place, and there's a lot of energy in that, a lot of energy in boiling water. In fact, we use it to power things. Like for a little while, we powered locomotives, steam engines, right? With boiling water. So, verse 12, of course, is very self-explanatory. We should rejoice in hope. We should be patient when we're being tried or in tribulation. Continuing steadfast in prayer. Those all make sense to us. Those are not confusing by any means. And then verse 13, I want to look at distributing to the needs of the saints. All right? That kind of falls right in line with brotherly love, does it not? How can you know what the needs of the saints are if you don't love someone enough to ask them what their needs are? So, we're to be paying attention, given to hospitality. There's more signs right there of showing brotherly love to one another. But let's jump back up to verse 10 of that passage. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Kindly affectionate. That carries a sense of like a paternal type love that you have for somebody. If you look it up in the original language, I looked up those words. I can't pronounce them, so I'm not going to tell you what they are. Look them up. But it talks about the type of love that a parent has for a child. Okay, that affection that a parent has for their child. They're willing to do things for their child. All right? So that the child's not sitting in a dirty diaper. So the child's fed properly. So the child's bathed. So the child knows how to learn and to read and write. And that's a funny story if you want to hear it someday on how Kipton finally decided he wanted to learn how to read so he could be a Power Ranger. Okay? That's a true story. But let's look at the second part of that passage. In honor, giving preference to one another. Honor. In honor, we have a sense of reverence towards somebody when we honor them. Okay? So, in order to show reverence, you must respect the person. Okay? You have to respect that person. Do good unto all men, especially those who are the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. I propose this takes two actions to occur within yourself. The first one is you must humble yourself. 1 Peter 5 and 6, James chapter 4, verse 10. And then the second thing is to exalt that person. Okay? 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 12 through 14, and 2 Thessalonians 3, 15. Okay? Why do we have to do that? Because we all have this certain self-esteem, a certain self-worth. I value myself, you value yourself. If I come in at you real hard and feisty, it hurts you. If you come at me real hard and feisty, it hurts me. We have to respect each other, and, you know, rightfully so. We are so valuable that even God gave His Son for us. And when we are threatened, especially in a public way, our emotions get raised. Then we have the problem of controlling our emotions. All right? Until I realize that your soul is just as important as my soul to God, or vice versa, we will never show the proper respect one to another. And therefore, we cannot love each other properly. God made us this way. He made us the way we are, to have self-esteem, to have a sense of self-worth. And in fact, He even shows us that, hey, you need to protect each other, even when it comes to discipline. In Matthew chapter 18, 15 through 17, we're told the proper way to go to a brother when we have a beef with them. Okay? The first step is privately. Why do you think that is? To protect the self-esteem. To protect the person. Not only does it make you humble yourself because you don't have people behind you fighting your battle with you, you have to come down a level, and then that person, even if they're wrong and no one else knows it, they can repent of it right there, and it's all done. You gain your brother, is what the scripture says. If he hears you, you gain your brother. But if he doesn't hear you, then you take a couple witnesses, all right? And you handle it that way, to protect the self-esteem. To protect it so it can be handled in a private, small group. Then in repentance, you got your brother back. But if he still won't hear, then you make it a church problem. God made us with self-esteem. He made us to be proud of who we are. And that's why He puts discipline right there. So not only are we supposed to hold each other up, like in Romans chapter 15, where the strong are supposed to help those who are weaker. Well, and then also the 1st and 2nd Thessalonians passages that I referenced earlier, 1st Thessalonians 5, 12 through 14, 2nd Thessalonians 3, 15. Not only are we to exalt one another, but when we come to discipline each other, we got to protect that self-esteem too. Show the love that way. You ever been publicly embarrassed? It's horrible. It's been a long time since I have, because I just embarrassed myself. But when someone really comes after me in public and publicly embarrasses me, oh man, I want to fight. I want to fight real bad. It's hard to hold it in. In fact, a lot of times I don't succeed there. My mouth talks. I hope that from this small study that could be a 30-minute sermon, no problem, there's been something in there that you've been able to apply within your own life. Whether it's the first section where we're exalting one another, or whether it's humbling ourselves, or whether it's trying to protect the self-esteem of our brethren. That's showing brotherly love. And we're commanded to do so. It wasn't hey, you know what you should try to do? It was a command. Let brotherly love continue. Brother Rob, he pointed out in his sermons that if we didn't need each other, God wouldn't have made the church, if we could have all done it by ourselves. But in order for the church to thrive, we have to continue to love each other. If there's anyone here that has not become a member of the Lord's church, or perhaps needs to repent of not showing brotherly love, of being a condemning person in public and embarrassing somebody, however that would be, that's one example. We ask that you come forward as we stand and sing.